We have had the most exciting and the most explosive month. And I would encourage everyone to pick the messages. We've had so many testimonies from dealing with evil foundations and hidden and unbroken curses. We had several testimonies. Last Sunday, there was a blastful message on dealing with financial limitations. Very, very explosive. And all the financial messages for this month, for this month for it, please pick them up. This evening I speak on the subject, channels for divine abundance. Channels. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 8, the Bible said, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Our objective tonight is to understand those channels through which divine abundance can come. Many people ask for the blessing of God, but not everybody have the capacity or has the capacity to receive the blessing. Many people ask for the blessing of God, but not many people have what God can bless. Not many have the capacity to be blessed, and not many have what God can bless. The blessing of God does not fall on nothing. God has to bless something. He has to bless something. There are so many people who say, oh, I've given, I've tithed, I've done this, I've done that, but I haven't seen much of the blessing. It doesn't work like that. God has to bless something. On Sunday, we consider the fact that we should stop looking for what to eat. We should start looking for what to sow or what to invest in. Anyone who wasn't in church on Sunday, please pick that Sunday message. So the blessing of the Lord is in search of your effort. The blessing of the Lord is in search of your endeavor. The blessing of the Lord is in search of your investment. It's in search of our effort. It's in search of our endeavor. It's in search of our investment. For he said, the Lord will command the blessing, not just on you. He will command the blessing on all that you do, on the work of your hands. The question is, what should I invest in to experience the blessing of the Lord? We live in a generation of bandwagon operations where people think that what somebody is doing that made them successful is what everybody must do to be successful. What area should I direct my investment, my energy, my endeavor if I will experience the blessing of the Lord? Number one, life's potential. Life's potential. Your potentials, your gifting, your talent, what you know how to do will provoke, will attract the blessing and attract abundance. Joseph knew. Three examples I'll give. First, Joseph. He knew how to dream. He knew how to interpret dreams. That was what took him to the world of abundance. Genesis chapter 40, verse 8. He was in the prison interpreting the dream for the butler and the baker. The outcome of it was that he found himself in the palace of Pharaoh as the number two man in Egypt. Number two example, David. David knew how to play the instrument. He knew he was a talented instrumentalist, the best one in the land. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 17. Can you find me a man in this land that can play well? And the whole of the land of Israel, they found one man. His name was David. That talent, that potential was what took him to the palace. Third example, Daniel. That was 1 Samuel chapter 16, 17. Daniel was also a dreamer and dream interpreter and a wise man. Daniel chapter 2 verse 19. He got a secret that was revealed to him by the understanding of that secret. And by walking in that realm, Daniel was able to find himself before the king Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 2 verse 46, who prostrated for him and made him a great man in the province of Babylon. Many people who neglect their potential to pursue prosperity. They neglect their potential to pursue abundance. They neglect their potential to pursue the blessing. That's an error. Locate your potential. Develop your potential. Invest in your potential. And deploy your potential. You won't beg for money. Develop your potential. I don't consider myself a musician. I don't consider myself anything, but I know that if I want to face it, I can get up to 10 songs in a day. 10. If I want to face it, yes, in a day. And I can get up to 300 songs in a month. That is if I want to face it. Today we're doing rehearsal in the studio, and then, bam, while they were beating, giving a beat at the end of the song, at the end of this a lineup, I then placed the lyrics of the beat they were giving. The lyrics of the melody, I placed it on it. Just like that. We were in Cotonou, Benin Republic, and then on the spot, two very serious songs arrived. The first one that said fire. The moment I hummed it and then sang the first line, power everywhere. That song was coming out for the first time. In another language. My people went to check the other day on iTunes or whatever I did. Upload music and so on. I have not checked it since. I don't have the time for it. Some people uploaded music on my behalf that were not authorized. They were shocked at what they found. What they found in it, they were shocked. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying this as one single example. Somebody may have this kind of, maybe a grace in that regard, for example, and is pursuing contract. He said, I'm a property agent. It's possible to do that. But you can never neglect your potential and fulfill your destiny. Very, very important. The gifts that God has given you, the talent, and that's just a solitary example. There are many other areas. Many, many other areas. There are people making money out of making people to laugh. When they grew up, they notice that even their normal conversation, people will be laughing. Except that some took it to very, very bad kind of jokes. Life's potential. Number two, divine wisdom inspiration or idea. That's an area to invest in that will bring abundance. Divine wisdom, inspiration or idea. The area of divine wisdom, the area of divine inspiration, the area of divine idea is an area where there can be the pool of blessings, where there can be the pool of abundance. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23 to 24. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought, as they came for the wisdom, they came with resources. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, garments, armor, spices, horses, mules, a rate year by year. First Kings chapter 4, verse 34. Also we saw about Solomon. 34. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom. So wisdom pulls both people and resources in the direction of the wise. It pulls people. It pulls resources. We are dealing with the area of invention. We are dealing with area of solution providing ideas. In the last 2 weeks, no, in the last 1 week, 7 days, I've come across two people. One was brought to me by one of our pastors who said he has done a social media platform that is bigger than one of the major social media platforms that you know. He brought it to me and he was showing me the features. And he said that if that thing gained traction, from what he explained, it had more feature than some of the social media platforms that you know. I've seen like two or three people who have such already. The other day, another young man came with another idea in the area of some online kind of thing. You know, a lot of the multi-billionaires in the world today, it is some tiny idea. Amazon, for example, almost came to the point where physical stores were almost going to become useless. Just by an idea. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said, God gave man brain so that man can give God rest. And I can tell you, if you maximize your brain, you will magnify your gain. So it is time to think a little. Not worry. Think. It's time to put mentality under pressure. It's time to trust God for a harvest of ideas. I think it is Proverbs 20 verse 4. I can't remember the exact scripture that said 5. It said, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water. That's right. But a man of understanding will draw it out. Ideas are inside. Inspiration is inside you. Wisdom is inside. But you pull it out by the process of reasoning an idea. And I can tell you, if you can identify the wisdom, identify the idea, identify the inspiration, God given, it arrives suddenly, you can pour energy there. You may be shocked. So first is life's potential. Two is divine wisdom, inspiration or idea. Number three, area we can pour our energy is commerce and enterprise. Commerce, trade, buying and selling. Lord, bless me. What are you buying? What are you selling? That I can place the blessing on. Lord, bless me. What are you doing with your hand? I came across Solomon's trade. Apart from all the wisdom that Solomon displayed, he was a very aggressive trader. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 28 to 29. 1 Kings 10. And Solomon had horses that he brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver. And a horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites and from the kings of Assyria, did they bring them out by their means. So they were buying it from Egypt and selling it to the kings of the Hittites and Syrians. Now, the Living Bible puts it very, very clear. Can you put the Living Bible version of this for me? 1 Kings chapter 10 and in verse 28 and 29. The Living Bible. Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and from Cilicia. The king's traders acquired them from Cilicia at the standard price. At that time, chariots from Egypt could be purchased for 600 pieces of silver and horses for 150 pieces of silver. They were then exported to the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Aram. Imported from somewhere at a price that is less and exported it to another place at a price that is higher. Somebody says Solomon was such a rich man. He didn't sit down for heaven to pour money on him. God does not bless nothing. He blesses something. Am I communicating at all? You need energy to fulfill destiny. I'm telling you, there is a high level of activity that provokes high level prosperity. Inactive people can never be successful. Oh, no. People sitting down for roasted chicken to fly into their mouth. They can never be successful. They can never be successful. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to know what to do, to increase in activity, in order to increase in prosperity. Shout the loudest amen. Some of you don't even need to struggle because, please take your seat. You came from families and from backgrounds that are into all I'm talking about. What Solomon is doing now is like, it's chariot, isn't it? The equivalent of chariot today is cars, isn't it? Cars, aeroplanes, ships, all those kind of things. What's importing? And not just selling on ground, but exporting to. He could have imported and sold on ground, but he exported it again because that will produce more results. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 46, verse 33 and 34. The children of Israel told Pharaoh, it shall come to pass when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? That you shall say, thy servant's trade has been about cattle from our youth even until now. Both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. What is another area where you can invest? Number four. This number four, for your information, is just entering it now. It's called inherited expertise. The area where you know what to do, because it is literally the trade of your fathers. That was what they just told us now. Where you know what to do. Genesis chapter 46 verse 33 to 34. Genesis 46, 33 to 34. And it shall come to pass when Pharaoh shall call you and say, what is your occupation? That you shall say, thy servant, servant's trade has been about cattle. From our youth even until now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land. This is the trade of our fathers. I know we know how to do this trade. It's the trade of our fathers. The challenge in our generation is that many children saw the prosperity of their parents, but they never saw the procedure of their parents. Many children of most rich people, they didn't see the energy that brought them, that brought their father, and the trade and the trade secrets that brought their father into their current relevance. So, you see a lot of them struggle to succeed in life. In fact, what their father gave them, they squandered it. They finished it, they spent it, they expired them. But if you go to America today, Henry Ford, number four, after the last time I knew, was on his father's throne, at the Ford motor vehicle. And you see other places like that. John D. Rockefeller's wealth is still there. Generations. The Trump family, Donald Trump and his brethren, they inherited real estate from their father. They stepped into it, became billionaires into it. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Abraham was the first one that went into the cattle farming and then went there to Isaac. Even though Isaac was planting corn, yet later on he began to redig the wells of his father. And then Jacob stepped in to the same father's trade. Maybe you are here today. And there is something, you know, there is something called a generational mantle. Let me just show you something. There is something called a generational mantle that families Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to be reading the book of Genesis chapter 14 verse 22. Can you place on the screen for me? Let's start from verse Genesis chapter 4, I said. From verse 19, let's say. Genesis 4:19. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada. And the name of the other was Zillah. Another bear Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. So that was their line of business. They dwell in tents and they had cattle. Now let's go. Second line. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such that handled the harp and the organ. So this were a family of musicians and instrumentalists, and it ran in their family. It ran in their family. Everybody had that gift there. And then Zillah, she also bare Tubal Cain. And he was an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. So the blacksmiths and the goldsmiths and the mechanicals and metallurgical engineering, that was their father there. Everything metal, everything solid. So it ran in their family. I believe that there may be someone here with something like that in your family. Inherited expertise. If you locate it, if you can find it out. If I was a full-time businessman, if I was in business, let's say, and I wasn't preaching. I grew up in a family where transportation business was what they did. Lorries and luxurious buses on the road. I was in the motor park and saw how they operated. I followed the buses from Lagos to Kano and knew their operations. So if I was to do things, that may be one of those areas I could face. I mean, I knew what to do and I could have taken it to a higher level. Because my father didn't go to the university. Am I communicating? Most times, children are meant to be an improvement of where their father stopped. And I prophesy to somebody here today, every greatness in your family, you shall take it to the next level. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. You shall take it to the next level. You shall take it to the next level. Is anybody getting it in here? Say loud, amen. And in case your family did not start anything or didn't do anything, I met a man today. His father is a senior advocate of Nigeria. His two brothers are senior advocates of Nigeria under his father. Do you understand? That is the family, as far as law is concerned, the new law. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've seen that happen over and over again. Now, so the first area is life potential. Second is divine wisdom. The third is commerce and enterprise. The fourth is inherited expertise. The fifth is production. In this case, you are not buying to sell. You are producing to sell. This is the realm of production. That is, you produce something. Something that God can bless. Be fruitful, multiply. That has to do with fruitful means produce. Multiply means reproduce it. Replenish means fill the earth with your product. Subdue means take charge. Dominate means take over. So that is the pathway. Making product available that will be profitable to your generation and bring you profit. Do you see that now? Making products available that is profitable to people and that brings you profit. That is production. In Acts chapter 18 verse 1 to 3, Acts chapter 18 verse 1 to 3, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. Now, verse 3 is our concern. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought. For by their occupation, they were tent makers. They were tent producers. They were tent, they produced something. Paul the apostle was with Aquila and Priscilla because they were of the trade, of his production trade, produce something. Anything, based on whatever God is laying in your heart. Water production. Fruit juice production. Garment production. Whatever, produce something. Let God lead you, and I'll come to that later on. But I can assure you that God is looking for what you are producing. All the things I said, it may not be everything that you will do. It may not be everything, but one thing. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Look at your neighbor, say produce. Reproduce. Saturate. Dominate. Say saturate. Subdue. And dominate. In Exodus 36 and in verse 1, Exodus 36 and in verse 1, it talks about, then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary according to all that the Lord has commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab to make, to produce. You know, online today, there are a lot of online things that people market. How many of you know that there are many things? Some of them are very fake. How many of you know that? Say, buy this product, and in 3 days' time, headache disappears. Buy that product, and in 7 days' time, the money you are looking for will be found. All manner of, and then you just realize that you just entered 419. But there are people who have authentic things. Authentic results. Don't let the space be occupied by charlatans. Don't let the space be occupied by fraudulent people. We have a society that is under the plague of mammon. People who want to make money from nothing. And I prophesy upon this house that production, that thing you need to produce, that will be of benefit to your generation, that will also bring benefit to your life. Receive the wisdom of it right now, and also receive the resources of it right now, and also receive the ideas of it right now, in the name of Jesus. There may be things that you use that's yourself, and every time people look at it, look at you, I don't care what it is, headgear, shoe, cream, anything, and they keep on commenting, where did you buy this thing from? It looks so good. How did you get it? They are prophesying to you that you need to produce for them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't need any angel to prophesy. What they are telling you is, who you are seeing now is market. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I designed a lot of clothes for myself. If only I was in that realm, it's a blast. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And people are commenting, and they are commenting, and they are commenting. They are prophesying to you. Say, whatever you are using, I need it. Even if you didn't produce it by yourself, let the person who produced it for you produce for you for people. Praise the Lord. Let them produce for you for people. This is not the typical church preaching. But are you getting anything? Are you benefiting from something here today? There are people, if you follow what I'm saying, like that man whose wife testified is now counting in 70s. By this time next year, that will be shadow compared to what you shall be counting. And I am so excited because this mantle works. That is the woman that said that they will hide their food when people are coming. Because of how terrible the food was. Everything was terrible. But by obeying the instruction to come here, everything changed. The other sister battling with asthma also told the story of how no struggle with anything. It's a mantle that works by his message. How much more if you present something to God that you are doing with your life, it will overwork, sir. I announce to you today, whatever is the work of your hands is going to work unusually. It's going to work unusually. It's going to work unusually. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Are you ready to take two or three more? Production. The blessing of the Lord is in search of what you are producing. Number six. This is titled Need Meeting. Or meeting needs. Invest in meeting needs. Invest in production. Invest in. So number six now is meeting needs. What is this talking about? Find needs and meet them. Locate vacuums and fill them. Identify areas where a difference can be made. Very, very critical in experiencing the blessing and abundance of God. Just meet the needs. Russell Conwell said, he said, if anybody will obey the commandment of love your neighbor as yourself, you love your neighbor as yourself. You love your neighbor as yourself, you won't be a poor man. This is what it means. You are driving home and you saw a lot of people stranded at a particular junction. And every day you pass there, they are stranded. Lord, give me money. Let me make vehicle available for these people at this particular time. And let them pay minimally. You got the money and you put vehicles there. Not just because you are looking for money. But you don't want these people stranded like this. They will pay you. And thank you for meeting their needs. And you did not go home empty handed. Because in making the difference, you experience your inflow. In making the difference. I said to some property agents, make one bedroom self-contained apartment available in Nyanya, Abuja, or anywhere. Just make it available. You have a lot of drivers, you have a lot of several people who are in need. All they want is just one bedroom self-contained. I built it for 7 million or 10 million, whatever as the cost of building has gone up now. Maybe I built it for one. For 10 million, maybe. And I said to them, pay the house rent of 500,000 a month. Don't fail once until you finish paying. No, I'm coming. What I want them to do is to pay until they own the house. More like a mortgage arrangement, but this is different. Don't default once. And all I needed on top of it is just maybe 1 million or 2 million. And then move from there and build. I am trying to meet a housing need. I'm not just trying to make money from people. I am trying to make people own their homes. And in the process, made my money back with profit on top. And I go to do more for more people. Do you understand? Now, that might be like oversimplification. But you just look for where there is real challenge. Where people have real needs. Where a difference can be made. And you meet that need. And they thank you for meeting the needs. Am I communicating? This is one area where people... Now, when Elisha told the woman to go and get empty vessels, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 all the way to verse 7, and begin to fill the empty vessels, what that says to me is, go ahead and be meeting the needs. Be meeting the needs. Be meeting the needs. In 2 Kings chapter 4 also, chapter 3 rather, from verse 16. When the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha and he said, make this valley full of ditches. That is, create needs. And God will fill them up. In John chapter 6, Jesus fed the 5,000. Beside men, women and children. Beside women and children, 6,000 men beside women and children. John chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. The outcome of that was that there was abundance. If you will agree to meet needs, you will step into the realm of abundance. And I'm not talking of meeting needs free of charge. Just find what people need. Find a major need around. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what is society's need right now. While you are in the course of meeting the needs, you are deleting poverty from people's lives. Somebody say amen. Number 7 is craftsmanship or workmanship. This is a practical work of hand. It is almost like production, except that The production may be in different areas, but this is practical work of hand. The craftsman working on cloth, the craftsman working on headgear. Exodus 31 verse 1 to 5, we saw the people that had the spirit of wisdom to work in all manner of workmanship. And Exodus 35 verse 30 to 33 as well, they worked in all manner of workmanship. If you have a handwork, don't play with it. Bricklayer, whatever. Seamstress, whatever it is, don't play with it. Because the blessing of the Lord, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8, is looking for the work of your hand. All you need to do is to take it to the highest level. The village tailor is sewing cloth one by one. The tailor in Spain is sewing like 100 at once. Am I communicating? Right? He has an assembly line where he's making it in chain. Where they are making the trousers is different from when they are making the hands is different from when they are making all the... He's just doing that. Just do the handwork, but take it to the next level. Somebody say amen. One of our members told me yesterday, he said God showed him, he's into building and those kind of things. God showed him the formula how to make paint, car paint, aircraft paint, ship paint, apart from paint for buildings and structures, and then road markers for road. He said only one construction company uses it in Nigeria for now. All the other ones marking the road are using oil paint. And he has all of that, and he's about to begin the massive money. In fact, he has an order already for one of them. From the work of hands. From handwork. So workmanship is what God is looking for. The basic thing is God is looking for something your hand is into that he can bless. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody say aloud amen. Number 7. Is knowledge and training. The area of your knowledge, the area of your training might be an area where God will send his blessing your way. When Solomon was going to send, just one moment. First Kings chapter 9, verse 27. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen, that had knowledge of the sea with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold 420 talents and brought it to King Solomon. They had knowledge of the sea. They knew. So they were involved in doing what they knew to do. What are you knowledgeable in? What is your training? Even though some people went to school, and the training, it's not beneficial to them. The school didn't go through them. But also there are some people who went to school and the school only sharpened their mentality for success in other areas. Do you understand what I'm saying now? The school just made them ready for life. Because I know those who went to medical school, I know I heard of one who started a spare parts business somewhere after being trained as a medical doctor. And I heard of someone who started a restaurant and catering business in the UK. He was the best in anatomy in second MBA. Distinction candidate. Stepped out and then, well, that is what he felt like doing. That is, school prepared him just to be ready for life. Yeah, that's right. Now, he could, that kind of person could, if he has that trade and industry in him, can also go into medical supplies. medical equipments. All right? Ultrasound machines, CT scans, all the stethoscopes, the manometers, all the cannulas and all that. He could just do that. But if he lost food, he can also go into the nutrition part of medicine as well. But that's like, so that which you are trained can be an area where you can be relevant. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. Is anybody gaining anything out of here at all? The area of education, because your training most likely is not in vain. It sharpened you for something. Even though you must not be tied down by that training that, by this psychology and I don't know what, no. Don't be tied down by the training necessarily. But if there is something in you that shows you that where you are trained is an area that you can do investment that can produce results or pour your effort, why not? Go on ahead and get it done. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. I know of defense contractors. I know of people who organize trainings, all manner of things. There is this kind of people that, I've forgotten the word that they use for them, where the military of a country is asking for, I've forgotten the name they use. But whatever be your training, it can be an area where investment can be made to produce your result. Somebody say amen. And if your training, let me add this, if your training did not qualify you for entrepreneurial living and you don't have any business prowess, because most trainings, they just trained you maybe in law school, they never taught you anything about marketing, they never taught you anything about communication in terms of that kind of thing, they never taught you anything about anything. Then you know that you need to take a little course. You just came out as a medical doctor. You know how to do surgery. You know how to do all the things. But you don't even know how to run the hospital. They are cheating you here and there. You are not aware. Then you know that you need to take a little course that will sharpen you in managerial skills, in human resource management, in finance management, and all those kind of things. Small. That can help you put on top of that training you already have so that it can become a blast. Am I communicating at all? You don't need to go all the way to a 2-year course. You don't need to do that. Just a little reading, a little understanding of what to do in order to have managerial and entrepreneurial skill, and then to have administrative skills here and there, and then you are able to push things. I prophesy upon somebody that wisdom is coming upon you. If you believe that, say loud amen. If you believe that, say a louder amen. You believe that, shout the Lord must say amen. Is anybody got anything here? Say amen. Take your seat. Should I stop here? All right. Knowledge and training. Number nine. I call it earth life. Earth life. Investment in earth life. What is that? It is investment in cultivating the earth. Plant cultivation, animal cultivation is an area of investment and is the original investment in scripture. It's the first one. It's the first work God gave to man. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. When God carried man, he put him in the earth and he said, till the ground, till the earth, till it, grow it, manage it. Let the plantation multiply. Let the animal life multiply. Man, shoko baka da kalakaya. Abraham did that and he exploded. Genesis 13 and in verse 2. And Abraham was rich, very rich in cattle. You see, cattle was listed first and then silver came and gold. Genesis 26 verse 12 to 14. And Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great, went forward, grew until he became very great. He had possession of flocks, possession of herds, great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Somebody say, hallelujah. Amen. Every attempt to maintain life on the earth and feed your generation will attract the blessing of God. You hear what I just said? Every effort to maintain life on the earth and feed your generation will bring the blessing of God. That was what Joseph did. Joseph fed Egypt. He devised how to feed Egypt. And God blessed him for his decision to feed his world. I'm not saying that everybody should become farmers. But just, and it's just one of the areas, and it was the first one that man embarked on. Abraham's blessings are mine. That was where Abraham's blessings came from. Abraham was handed over to Isaac, and Isaac handed over to Jacob, Jacob to Joseph, and it went. Somebody say amen. And this includes everything. Everything from the raw farming to food processing. To the last level, which is the packaged food, which is the restaurant, everything, everything from this level all the way. To bottled water, to fruit juice. Anything that feeds people. You know, in the world, people pay money to go for some seminars that teach some things like that. Will you thank God for the freedom of it? For how free you are receiving it. When I was much younger, maybe I was like 18 years or 19 years, we were going for a fellowship program in the evening. And I think it was a missions program. And I was going with one of the sisters in the estate where we were then. And I saw farm by the roadside and I said, oh, how I love farm. And she said, oh, me, I hate famine. I was taken aback. And I looked at her. I said, but you like eating? I think that was the last day I saw that girl. If she was a possibility in terms of this can be a possibility in the future, that statement killed that possibility. Hallelujah. You cannot hate what you like to eat. I believe that God is speaking to somebody here. So this is one area in earth life. Earth life is one area where investment can be done and it can multiply abundantly. And number 10 is divine direction. That means it's none of the above. God just spoke to you. Go into this business. God just spoke to you. Go into this area. Go into this realm. God just spoke to you. It's not expertise. It's not wisdom of anything. It's not anything. Just God spoke to you. Psalm 23 verse 1. Psalm 23 verse 1. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So once he's leading me, once he's guiding me, the pastures must be green and the waters must be still. Somebody say amen. Isaiah 48:17. He said, Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. I teach you to profit. I direct you, I instruct you, and when you follow what I say, you will profit. And I lead you in the way that you should go. Verse 21 said, when, and they tested not, when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Hallelujah. If he leads you, you cannot struggle. There was a man in our church, Area 1 church in those days. He was a driver, but in the one of the drivers in the federal secretariat, old secretariat right there, but came to church. And then he said that every night he began to see egg in his dream. Eggs, crates of eggs. So he woke up in the morning. What kind of dream is this? Egg is about what? Is it fruitfulness? What is it? Suddenly he realized, okay, maybe I am being directed into egg business. So at that time, he began to travel to Jaws. There wasn't much of this, maybe like 20 or more years ago. There wasn't much of all these things here in Abuja. He would travel to Jaws and buy eggs in crates. And come to Abuja and sell to Hilton. Sell to Sheraton. In a short while, he began to make money every day from the egg. That was his monthly salary. It was coming every day. After a while, he built his house. I refer to it as egg house. He built his house in Abuja from resources from egg business that God showed him in the night. That is, you come to the point where you are doing the driving, not for salary, but as a hobby. You are enjoying your life with the driving. Not because it is meeting your needs, but God gave you direction. I speak to somebody tonight. God will show you something. He will show you something that, amen, is not good enough. Wherever your money is, God will show it to you. Wherever your money is, God will show it to you. And the resources will explode in your hands. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. How many of you heard something tonight? So where do you pour your time, your energy, your resources, your investment? Number one, it's life's potential. Number two, I'm waiting to hear from you. Number one, start again. Number one. Number two. Inspiration or idea. Number three, commerce and enterprise, trade, buying and selling. Number four, inherited expertise. Number five, production. Number six, meeting needs. Number seven, craftsmanship and workmanship. Number eight, knowledge and training. Number nine, earth life. And number 10, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Counsel is straightforward. Don't just ask for God to bless nothing. Present something to God that he can bless. Don't ask for God bless me. What are you doing that I will bless? Present something to God that he can bless. The Lord will command a blessing upon you. Your storehouses. And now we are going to pray. Lord, I have passed through many things. Lead me to my wealthy place. Psalm 66 verse 12. Psalm 66 verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire. I went through the water. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Father, step me into my wealthy place. Any direction I need. To step into the place of no lack. Into the place of no struggle. Into the place of effortless abundance. I am ready. We're going to pray that prayer. But before we pray that prayer, you will first of all lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate God for what you have received.
Go ahead and lift your voice and lift your hands. I appreciate him. Lift your hands and lift your voice. I appreciate you. Father, I give you the praise. Father, I give you the honor. Father, I give you the adoration. Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
your direction
unto my wealthy place,
my wealthy place
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive
your guidance
and direction
unto my wealthy place
in this season.
In the name of Jesus. Finally say, Father,
I receive
your guidance
and
your direction
unto
my wealthy place
in
this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I receive your guidance, your leading, your direction unto my wealthy place
in this season.
I receive your leading, your guidance, your direction unto my wealthy place
in this season.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive your direction and your guidance unto my wealthy place
in this season, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Father, I receive your direction and guidance unto my wealthy place
in this season, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I receive your guidance and your direction unto my wealthy place
in this season, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We are going to say, Father,
Father,
ask that you will take our nation from the place of adversity and calamity into our place of prosperity in this season. However you will do it, we don't know. But there is nothing too difficult for God. We are at such a junction where we need God. Lord, take our nation from the place of adversity and calamity into our place of peace and progress and prosperity. This nation has so much to be in the kind of need that we are in. Somebody sent me something funny today. He said, the Naira has crashed against the Naira. In the POS market. U.S. parallel market, Naira crashing against. You know, our challenge is that they make everything a joke in this country. Everything. Things that should make people to cry. They are laughing about it. Naira crashing against Naira. If Nigeria arrive where we are meant to be, America will envy this country. Britain will envy this nation. I'm telling you. We have not scratched anything in this nation yet. God has deliberately hid the real treasures of our nation. The real one. Treasures heavier than crude oil. Are you ready for that prayer? Lift your hands now. Say, Father.
Father.
Media, I deliberately gave you time to dictate that to you so you can place it on the screen. And you were not able to catch that. I dictated that to you so you could have typed it, and when I'm ready to leave the prayer, you place it there. Now lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you will lead us as a nation out of the realm
of adversity
and calamity
into our season
of prosperity,
peace,
and progress.
In the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
lead us
as a nation
from our realm
of adversity,
of calamity,
of poverty,
into our season
of peace
and progress
and prosperity.
Oh Lord,
do it, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
That you lead us as a nation out of this realm of adversity,
out of this realm of calamity,
into our season of peace,
into our season of progress,
into our season of prosperity.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Pray, pray, pray. Jesus, the Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I speak tonight and I prophesy wisdom, direction, discretion, revelation, and divine encounters overnight upon you. I speak into this communion. It's a communion of the blessing, the communion of power, the communion of prosperity and wisdom. According to Revelation 5 and 12, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, power to get wealth, to receive riches, to receive the wisdom we just talked about, and strength, energy, activity, honor, glory, and the blessing. As this communion is released, anything contrary to power in your life is arrested. Anything contrary to the blessing in your life is arrested.
Every trace of shame and disgrace in your life is arrested. Every trace of reproach in your life is arrested. By this communion, I declare every strange arrow of disease in your body is arrested. Every coffin prepared for anybody here or anybody related, connected, associated with you, premature coffin or premature death, right now, I decree they are set on fire. In the name of Jesus, you shall fulfill your days. Every evil foundation fighting your life, I nullify it by the foundation of the blood of Jesus. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Every hidden unbroken covenant that is fighting your life, I declare by the new covenant of Jesus, it is canceled. The only one I cannot guarantee is if your life is not in order with God. You want to make it right with Jesus. Quickly step forward here while the communion servants also take the communion. Quickly come, carry your Bibles and your bags and step to the front here, everywhere you are, to surrender your life to Jesus, to receive forgiveness for your sins. I give you the count of seven. Be the first to come and don't be the last. Celebration while they come. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Two.
Give you my soul.
Three.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take.
Four.
Every moment I'm away.
Keep coming and surrender your life to Jesus.
Have
five.
Have your way in me, Lord.
Six.
I give my soul.
And seven. One more time. One.
I live for you.
Two.
Lord. Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away. One more time. Pick your Bibles and your bags. You are bound by an addiction. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, prostitution, masturbation, fraud, gambling, anything that you know God is not happy with and you want to be free from it. Quickly, step forward here. Also, you want to be a full member of this church. You are not yet. We can receive you. Go ahead. Sing and let them come forward.
Lord, I give you.
Yes, all of you, and pray this prayer after me. You are welcome. God bless you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God. Be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.